Good evening, wonderful people, great beer friends, wherever you are on this planet. We must start by apologizing for the delay. We must start by apologizing for the delay in our transmission on this very day. Today's date, I've lost my track actually, it's the 28th day of December. In the year of our Lord 2013, we do apologize once again. We are coming to you late because we got our wires crossed, let's put it that way. We are in Hamburg on this very day amongst very enthusiastic Biafrans. The enthusiasm we have seen here is quite remarkable. But we are proceeding. We must come to you because this is Radio Biafra. When we start something, we conclude it. I'm Nnamdi Kanu, the host and director of Radio Biafra. And by the grace of God, the servant of the wonderful people of Biafra, wherever you are on this planet, we welcome you. We say good morning, good afternoon, good evening, and even good night to some of you. We have raised by Mr. Mamizu, who is with us as well. Biafrans are here. Please, we ask you to go to our main website, which is www.radiobiafra.co. We ask you to go to peopleofbiafra.org or indigenouspeopleofbiafra.org. If everything else fails, as we understand our main website is wobbling, please, please, please go to Radio Biafra app, download Radio Biafra app, go to live broadcast, and then you'll be able to get it there. This is Radio Biafra. Wherever you are, we are welcoming you once again, please. Before I go any further, I must go to Barrister Mamizu to please acknowledge the wonderful people of Biafra who are in every country on this planet awaiting our transmission today. Please, go ahead. Go ahead. Barrister, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you, Director.
Please,
yes.
Go ahead.
Yes, thank you, Director. Fellow Biafrans, wherever you are, we are starting very late because of technical issues, but it seems to be resolved. Wherever you are, we welcome you on today's edition. Of course, we have only a few days to the end of the amalgamation brought upon us by Lugard. We hope that everybody will remain resolute, remain focused, and remain Biafran until we get to the land of flows with milk and honey. We welcome all of you. Get your pen and paper, and then we rise on. Thank you, Director.
Thank you very much. Thank you very, very much. This is Radio Biafra once again. We have Biafrans here. We have Biafrans here. We have Biafrans here. We have them all over the place. We are in Hamburg, here in Germany, and we are trying the best we can. We are trying the best we can to make sure that we come to you. It's been very, very challenging and very difficult, but we have come through. We have finally come through. Is that like that you have there? No, you don't. Please, we need this thing to be loaded onto a phone that can accept a PIN, please. That can accept a PIN. Do you have one? We must put this on a phone that accepts a PIN, please. It's important. Does this have a PIN? Yeah. Is this like her?
Yeah.
Please load this there, if you may. Load this there. Is that like her as well? Yeah, please. No. We are live on the air. We are live to the whole world, please. Can I have that, please? You need to call this number. We've been asking for this for a very long time. We must try some other time to be as professional as we can be. Can you put this in there, please? This is Radio Biafra. Once again, we have people here with us. You must, please, one after the other in this room, introduce yourself. We must start with our coordinator here in Hamburg. We must start with him, please. Where is he? He must introduce himself. Where has he gone to? We have been here waiting and running around, trying to get things going. We must apologize profusely once again. We're in a town meeting here in Hamburg. We are here to see our people, and they have turned out in great numbers, in very great numbers. We are pleased that Germany is once again waking up wherever you are. We are welcoming you. This is Radio Biafra. In the absence of our coordinator, please, can we start from the right? Give us your name and where you come from. Your name and your village. No too much introduction. Nothing much needs to be said. Just your name and your village, please, if you may.
Good evening, fellow Biafrans. My name is Chika A.K. I'm coming from Kassel. I live in Germany from Owerri. I am one of the coordinators and loyal members of Biafrans here in Germany. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. The next person, please. Everybody must say where they come from. If you cannot give us your name and where you come from, you shouldn't be here. We are not cowards. I'm Nnamdi Kanu from Isiama Faruku in Ibeku. Please go ahead.
Good evening to friends and my fellow Biafrans. My name is Christopher Onoha. I'm from Angra in Isi Alambanu local government area in Imo State in Biafra land. I greet you all listeners in the name of peace, Biafra, and freedom for all. My salutation would be incomplete without expressing my deep appreciation to the Radio Biafra director, Mr. Nnamdi Kanu, May Almighty God, Chukwa Biama, continue to bless you. I stand here before you not as a prophet, but as a humble servant of you, the Biafrans. On this day, the Radio Biafra has touched the Hamburg, Germany. I send my sincere and warmest gratitude to the millions of Biafra compatriots and those in every corner of the globe who have campaigned tirelessly for the resurrection of Biafra nation. It's only through discipline, mass action, that our victory can be assured. We call on the fellow Biafran compatriots to join us in the shaping of new Biafra. The freedom movement is a political home for you too. We call on the international community to continue to the campaign to isolate the Nigerian regime, to set us free now, because tomorrow may be too late. Our march to freedom is irreversible. We must not allow fear to stand in our way. Universal suffrage on a common voters, rule in united, democratic, and non-Russia Biafra is the only way to peace and racial harmony. Thank you. Long live the people of Biafra. Long live Biafrans. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Are other people not speaking? Can we start from here, please? If we may. Start from here so there's some sort of order. Please go ahead.
Good evening,
raise your voice and speak directly.
Good evening, great people of Biafra. My name is Charles Obina Ezia. I am from Umuezu Mokreka in Mbise local government. Thank you very much.
Thank you very, very much. Our dear brother next to you, please go ahead.
Good evening, the Biafra people. I am Onyeka Chukwu Ezemba. I'm from Amoka, Umuezu Amoka in Anambra State. I'm the PRO of Biafra in Germany. Thank you very much and stay tuned.
Thank you very, very much. The next person, please, your name and your village where you come from. This is Radio Biafra. We say who we are. Go ahead.
Good evening, fellow Biafrans, wherever you are. I say good morning, good evening, good night, some of you. My name is Louis Chukumo Basi. I'm from Umuri Nikedru, Biafra. Lad, stay tuned.
Thank you very much. The next person.
Hello, fellow Biafrans. My name is Anasike Elajanedegu from Amambu Zakole. I say hi to every Biafra in the whole world. I live here in Hamburg, and as a matter of fact, by the grace of God, founding member of the Hamburg, Biafra Hamburg. Thank you very much.
Yes, thank you very much. The next person.
Yeah, good evening, my fellow Biafran. My name is Iwuago Stanley Ifayin from Okwele, Onimo local government. Say wherever you are, stay tuned. We are there for you, people.
Go ahead.
Ndewo Mwibo. Oyinu Nanoliabo. Prince Ogro Mojo Abu Mohanya Breva Ebikom na German Nase Ndi Mwibo Muni Hilona Oyendino Barububu Netem Zianche Ndewon.
Thank you very much.
Good evening, fellow Biafrans and people listening. My name is Olele Okano Elder from Ameke in Abreba, Abia State, Ndewono.
Thank you very much.
Good evening, Biafrans and fellow Biafrans all over the world. My name is Collins Chinchinudu. I come from Dikenovi in Isialambano, Biafra land. I am the coordinator of Hamburg region. I ask every one of us to stay tuned and enjoy the program.
Thank you very much. Thank you very, very much. This is Radio Biafra. If you're joining us, everybody here must tell us who they are. They must give us their name. They must tell us where they come from. This is very, very important because we must remain without fear before our enemies. Our enemies should be afraid of us, not us of them. Please go ahead.
Hello, fellow Biafrans. My name is Maxwell Obeche. I'm from Okoso, Anambra State, Biafra land. I just want to say hello to everybody and stay tuned. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Please, the next person. Do we have anybody else here that haven't said anything? Is he not saying anything? Has he introduced himself? Has he introduced himself? Has he? If you must tell us who you are, your name and your village, please. It's important.
Hello, Biafrans. Fellow Biafrans. My name is Chijo Kembakwe. I'm from Olo. Local government. Bye-bye.
Thank you very much. Thank you. You say, are you going home? You say bye-bye. Stay here. Stay with us. You have a very strong name, Mbakwe. Yeah. It's not an easy name. Yeah. Go ahead.
Ndewo no Biafra. Ebabu no na. Jisinike n'alụ n'ọlụ bikọs na oge lugokwan and oterezi aka ọmanta aka anyị bụ Biafra apụta ife bikọs anyị apụtago ife ya bụ egwu agbaba gị agbaba so ka ị na-ajụ n'ume na ọ ya adịsị mma. Onye nna na onye bụ Maazị Nze Franklin Okeke nke onye abatata n'ide mmiri.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Please, the next person.
Hello, Omunnam na Omunnam. Ekelele m unu. Onye ọnụ na n'olu ya wụ Patrick Chima Chinedu. Esi m okwele n'Imo State Okigwe Local Government. Asị na onye ji ihe nwata welie aka elu na aka gbuo mgbe ọ ya ewetu aka nwata ewere ive ya na n'oge erule mba anyị ga-apụta n'igwe bịa werekwa na ife ahịhịa eji biko onye ọbụla ka ajụ n'ime ana m ayọ ọnụ Chineke gọzie unu niile.
Thank you very much. Amen. I say amen. Do we have any other person or group of persons that want to introduce themselves? We have a lot of people outside, isn't it? Please, why haven't we take the microphones to them? Is outside. They must introduce themselves one after the other. If they refuse to do so, they should go home. They shouldn't be here. This is Radio Biafra. We are not afraid of anybody at all. There's another microphone outside. There is another. Please. We are in a town meeting. There's another microphone outside. I want to hear people from there speak one after the other.
Introduce yourself. If you're part of what you're doing, you introduce yourself.
We don't want any conversation, please. Just their name and where they come from. The world is listening.
Introduce yourself, please. One by one.
Yes, what are we waiting for?
Unachoro.
So there are some people that answer Igbo names who are cowards in Hamburg. And I was invited to amongst cowards, is that what they're telling me? I was invited to come and be among cowards in Hamburg. Is that what you're telling me? I don't go to see cowards. I need the name of the person with the microphone, please. Your name and where you come from.
On the microphone here.
It's on. The microphone is on. Please go ahead.
Okay, I'm Mr. Chijo Kalakwem here in Hamburg. I'm happy that Biafra is still on and the man that came from UK, he strongly, giving us the confidence that Biafra is on. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Please. The next person.
So, good evening. I'm Samuel Oniago from Okwele. I'm the vice chairman of OPU Hamburg.
Thank you very much. They must continue. Please speak out loud. Anybody who says no, we must know who that person is.
Larry Eze Binafo Mwako. We're here at Anambra State in Biafra. Thank you. Good evening.
Thank you very much. Thank you very, very much. Please, no noise here. We are live on air. You know, conversation. Please, no conversation. This is Radio Biafra. Go ahead.
Afambo, Engineer Colbert Amarebu, Financial Secretary, Okigwe Progressive Union. I'm from Omonku, Isialambano, in Imo State.
Thank you very much. Thank you. So the next person, please.
Please.
We don't want any debate. Please get us the person's name. That's all. You move on to the next person. Have you finished with them there? Yes. Okay. It seems to me that there are too many cowards in Hamburg. This is where they have come to. We don't need people who are cowards around us. We don't want them to know what we are doing. We don't want them to be a part of this struggle. Most of them have been fathered by Hausa Fulani men, some of them by Yoruba men. I don't want to be around such people. I hate cowards in my life. That is why we are in Hamburg, we are in Cologne, we are in Munich, we are in Bremen, we are in every other place on this earth, apart from where we're supposed to go to. I hate cowards, I despise them. I should not be invited to be amongst cowards. This will be the last time anybody will come to Radio Biafra or where Radio Biafra is and afraid to say their name and where they come from. Barrister Mamezu, are you with me?
Director, I am here. Of course, I am. Can you hear me?
I can hear you loud and clear. Please turn your system down. I can hear you very well. Go ahead.
Yes, Director, what amazes me is this. When you ask our people to take little instruction, they will forget it. Whenever you come, introduce yourself, speak in English. If all those people talking, they are going to look for work, would they speak to a chairman in Igbo? Why are they like to always like to complicate issues? When you come to introduce yourself, simple, say your name, your village. Why affirmable? What about those who don't speak English? Our people don't understand simple instructions. Everybody speaking their own minds. We have to do everything we do uniformly so that we are moving with one head. Those who are not able to talk, that is fine. Maybe that is where the parrots who are writing me came from. I think that the one that calls himself Biafra Parrot. Maybe that is where he's coming from. He would not introduce himself so that people would not know who he is. Those who do not want to introduce themselves, let them go. So that you don't have a group of people ganging up against you, the director. Let the coordinator who is there, those who are not introducing themselves, let them go. You don't need somebody who wants to talk, but they don't want to introduce themselves. Anybody who did not say his name should not be here.
I don't stand cowards. I hate them. I despise them. That was how we lost the war. Because of cowardly men. This is Radio Biafra. In case we've forgotten, we are without fear before our enemies. We are not afraid of any human being apart from God himself. We welcome you wherever you are once again. This is Radio Biafra. We're coming to you all the way live and direct from Hamburg, which is in Germany. We have our people here, but also we have cowards as well, and I'm sure they're not with us any longer. The number to call should you wish to join us later on is +491 521 89 47751, and I repeat, +491 521 89 47751. This is Radio Biafra. Our Skype for some reason is not performing today, so you must call us on the phone. Barrister Mamuzi is with me, so also our Biafra friends here as well. And we must go on to bring the news for today, the headlines and accompanying news summary. And also we must take your calls as well. People are calling us already. We will take your calls, don't worry about that. And the people here in Hamburg will tell me how come half of them here are fathered by Hausa Fulani men. People are answering Igbo names and behaving like women here in Hamburg. I'm ashamed. Very, very ashamed. Extremely ashamed. I wouldn't want to come to a place like this again. We are there are cowards. Don't they know that this is Biafra? We are talking about Biafra, not about Nigeria, not about how to share money, not about how to get chieftaincy title, not about who will come to your house for christening or child dedication. We are here to talk about Biafra and nothing else. They must understand that. The coordinator here in Hamburg and every of our official here must go out and preach Biafra fearlessly. That is very, very important. Those calling must wait where they are. I don't know if they have something to tell us. Let us try and see what they have to tell us. We have a caller on the line. Is there any information you wish to give us before we present our news headlines and accompanying summary?
Well, there is no information I'm giving, just to say hello to Biafran. My name is Uche Mefo. I'm calling from London.
Uche, you are welcome to the program. Your voice is very, very low. I don't know what in the name of Christ is going on this very evening. Uche, go ahead, please, if you may.
Yeah, thank you very much.
It's better now.
Are you hearing me now?
Yeah, it's better now. Yes, yes, go ahead.
Yes, I want to say a very big thank you to you, to all your friends in Germany, for the wonderful work they are doing for accepting Radio Biafra, and of course, all Biafrans all over the world who have been steadfast and dogged in continuing to preaching the good news of Biafra. We are not going back on our promise to our people and on our quest to restoration of Biafra. Good evening from London. Good morning to some of you, Biafrans and friends of Biafra from around the world. And good night to some of you as well. Thank you. I stand by.
Thank you very much for that. Thank you very, very much. This is Radio Biafra, wherever you are. We will continue to welcome you. We must now go on to present the news headlines and accompanying news summary. If we can get at it, we are reporting today that the Nigerian Army is preparing to prevent the end of the zoo that calls itself Nigeria. They are preparing to end what I will call every agitation against the disintegration of that very zoo. They have ordered brigade commanders and others to be moved about, maybe in preparation of what is to come, but they cannot stop it because nobody can stop the will of God. The end has come for the zoo, and we must make sure that happens. We are also reporting that Owasurike Masop, the very criminal empire that he built, have lost somebody again. They have clashed with police and somebody is dead. Once in a while, they go to offer their blood sacrifice by engaging the Nigerian police with bare hands, telling them that they are praying, that you have a peaceful way of getting your freedom, when all he's doing is using you to make money. We are also telling you this evening that they are determined more than ever to Islamize us all. Okorocha advised governors and legislators to join APC, the Boko Haram Islamic Party. Another Islamized governor speaks and says that the national confab, which will determine peacefully the fate of every ethnicity in the Zoological Republic, is a big joke. His name is Martin Elechi of Ebonyi. Today we will dissect this man. He worked with Okpa Abiasega. This is the arch saboteur himself at Okpa Abiasega. These were the men that led federal troops into Biafran territory. Today we dissect him so that next time he won't talk about what he doesn't know. We all have heard of the end. This is unless Boko Haram, to Biafrans and to Christians, that Nigerian amalgamation expires on December the 31st. According to the Sultan of Sokoto, Nigeria ends on the 31st of December. Everybody must know this. The Hausa Fulani people, it came to us yesterday, they have the original document. And they're advising the whole world that Nigeria ends. And now they have every right to embark on their jihad to Islamize all of you, including the cowards outside that couldn't say their names. It makes my heart bleed that such people have Igbo names. About the political killings in the zoo, the North is making Jonathan the scapegoat and urges him to prosecute Obasanjo. They want to start a big problem between Obasanjo and Jonathan. And now the news in detail. Chief of Army Staff at the Soldiers Annual Leave cancelled, surveillance ordered for installations. A massive shake-up on Friday happened in the Zoological Republic of Nigeria as the Army deployed its key officers, including general officers commanding GOCs, corps commanders, and other senior officers. The GOCs affected are Major General John Warga of the 3rd Division and Major General Junaid Bindawa of the 7th Division of the Nigerian Army. The Army authorities, in a statement signed by Brigadier General Ibrahim Atahiru, outgoing Army spokesman, explained that the changes were part of the fourth quarter postings and appointments of senior officers. Other affected senior officers include Major General Chris Olukolade, Director of Defense Information, the Director of Army Public Relations, Brigadier General Ibrahim Atahiru, Major General John Kwabe, now Chief of Logistics, Defense Headquarters, and all the rest of them. They are moving things. It's just a question of musical chairs, moving people about in preparation for what they know is to come, because the zoo is going to end starting from the 31st of December of this very year. The members of the Movement for the Actualization of the Sovereign State of Biafra mass up on Friday clashed with the police in Anambra State, leaving one person dead and 11 others in various degrees of injuries. A source told Daily Post that trouble started when a police team on surveillance flagged down a motorist along the ever-busy Onitsha Owerri Road in Onitsha, which drew the attention of mass up members that were confronting or that were controlling the traffic. Mass up members have been involved in voluntary traffic control since the Christmas period. As they intervened, there was a heated argument which resulted in assault between Masop and the police, prompting one of the policemen to shoot a Masop member, and he died instantly. Consequently, the MASOP members in anger barricaded the ever busy Onitsha Owerri Road for 2 hours and made bonfire with fairly used tires, forcing traffic to divert to the Obosi bypass. Governor of Imo State, Rochas Okorocha, has urged other state governors yet to defect to the APC to do so without delay. The Imo State governor assured them that their political interest is guaranteed in the party than the ruling PDP. The governor also urged members of the National Assembly who want to join the APC to do so without hesitation, saying that the court action being taken by the PDP against some of the governors who defected to APC was only aimed at discouraging others itching to join the party. Ebonyi State Governor Chief Martin Elechi yesterday made a surprising U-turn on the proposed national conference enunciated by President Goodluck Jonathan, describing it as a big joke and waste of time. This apart, Elechi said it was a distraction to Jonathan as the general election approaches. The governor, an ardent ally to Jonathan's policies and programs, stated this in Ikwo when the founding fathers paid him Christmas homage. The founding fathers said they wanted to know the modalities of selecting delegates from the state and issues that should form their collective stand. But to their greatest surprise, the governor stressed that he would not participate in the exercise. Elechi had earlier lauded the initiative and urged Nigerians to avail themselves of the opportunity of contributing meaningfully to the conference so that any grievance would be addressed. But in a dramatic change of mind, he said that he was skeptical about the conference as it would not achieve anything since the constitution had empowered the National Assembly to make laws for the country. This is the arch saboteur, Martin Elechi, that worked with Okpa Abiasika. Those who don't know, we are telling you, Okpa Abiasika was a University of Ibadan. He refused to join us in the war. He fought against us during the war. He connived with Nigeria to starve and to kill our people. And in reward, they gave him the governor of East Central State. Most of you don't know this. We are telling you this evening. The man, his second in command, throughout that period of sabotage, was Martin Elechi, the present governor of Ebonyi State. These are the people we are blessed with as your leaders. People can now understand when some of us get very upset with Nigerian politics. This is exactly what we mean. As the amalgamation of the Southern and Northern Protectorate by the British will be put to an end this year in December 31st, groups, regions, and individuals have called for a new negotiation to decide whether the country should divide or not. Certain documents signed into law at the amalgamation of Nigeria in 1914 indicate that the country was created as an experiment meant to last for 100 years and break up if the people are not compatible. This is according to Hausa people, not Radio Biafra. The Sultan of Sokoto speaking. The documents known as the Tinubu Square Edict or Accord of 1914, they have the original documents, so they're giving us the real names of these documents for those who are in Hamburg not knowing that Nigeria is ending. They said that similar to the British-China Accord of Hong Kong, to be enforced for a centennial reign, although the document is kept secret, this fact is generally known to the ruling class. Most dons of political science and lawmen, as well as the government of the United Kingdom. Everybody knows Nigeria was meant to last for 100 years, the same way the experiment they did with Hong Kong. But because of the criminality of our people, nobody knows this. But today we're bringing it to your knowledge. Hausas are saying this, not us. This was called from the website of the Islamic Society of Nigeria, the Jumal, whatever thing, Nasril Muslimin, of which the Sultan of Sokoto is their leader. So that our people may know. The North has asked President Goodluck Jonathan to explain who he was waiting for before taking action to bring officials of the former President Olusegun Obasanjo's administration to book over political killings, which he, Jonathan, said were the order of the day when Obasanjo held sway as the head of government in the country. Obasanjo was busy killing people. assassinating people. But when he left office, he didn't take his documents with him. He left them behind, which Jonathan now have. Obasanjo thought he did, but he didn't. Now, Jonathan has all the documents implicating Obasanjo in political assassinations. And now these people are now being arrested. And the North are rightfully asking questions. Hausa Fulani people are asking, why did you wait up until Obasanjo's letter before you moved against these criminals? That is the country that some of you want us to belong to. That is the country that some people are too afraid to identify with Biafra for the sake of. That is the country that some of us say is where we come from. Very, very disgraceful. Even the president of the country is involved in assassinating people. That was why he thought that Jonathan was doing the same thing. He accused Jonathan of training snipers because that's what he used to do. Obasanjo is a bona fide killer. He kills innocent civilians. That is what he does. And people still want to belong to Nigeria. That is why they want a peaceful, united nonsense called Nigeria, so that their criminality may continue. If we keep messing around and the Hausas take over in 2015, we are all dead. Finished. I know some of us in Hamburg love to be slaves. You love slaving for white people. I can see it on some of your faces. You love white people. You love working for them. But I don't. I've been to other parts of Germany where they don't want to be slaves in this country. They want to go home. And we hope that some of you here who are brave enough to say where you are, where you come from and what your name is willing to support us in that quest. Barrister, without much hesitation, I wouldn't bother to go into the rest of the news because they are very weighty. On an evening, we are bringing to the attention of the world that Martin Elechi of Ebonyi State in any other country in the world will be killed by us Biafrans. But he is not only alive and kicking, he is the governor of a state. He is a Hausa man through and through. That is why Islam has more resonance, more presence in Ebonyi than any other place. That is why in Ebonyi State, Islamists can tell you in Ebonyi State, if you convert to Islam, we give you scholarship. In Martin Elechi State, he worked with Okpa Abiasika. For those of you who don't know, Okpa Abiasika was the man that was against the war. And in reward to him, Gowon gave him governor of his central state. Those who remember Onyeberu Riaracha must understand what I'm talking about. This is Radio Biafra, the barrister. You must come in now to give me your understanding of what we are bringing. And once again, we do apologize for the late coming of this very program from Hamburg in Germany. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you, Director. The amalgamation is coming, and of course, the information that contained within that particular document are coming out. They are not new, as some people are aware of what Lugard wrote. We have said this before. When United Kingdom asked Lugard to put these individuals together, he told them that they are not culturally compatible, they are not religiously compatible, they are not the same people, they don't have the same view, they don't have the same mind, they are not of the same quality. They insisted he must do as told. Lugard, out of his evolution, says, well, let's make this as an experiment. After 100 years, everybody will go their own way. It is an experiment. And this experiment has come to an end in 3 days' time, Director. It's only those who believe in slavery, only those who believe that their brothers and sisters should be killed in the North, those who believe that the Northerners have the rights to be destroying our churches, killing Christians, those Christians who believe that they should put their hands in their pockets. I was listening to one Boko Haram or ex-Boko Haram who says he was a Boko Haram, now he's become a Christian, God is the only God who is very forgiving. I say yes, very rich of him to say it. Your own God is not forgiving. After killing my people, you join the church that is God forgiving. Not anymore. We have been stupid enough, and that has to stop. The Bible says, be as clever as a serpent, but look as innocent as a dove. But our Christian brothers and sisters have forgotten all this completely. You are being killed. Your churches are being burned. Those killing you still want you. What do they want you for? For what you can give them. For your oil. For your women. You provide for them free of charge. This is a big shame. Any particular individual who cannot see or notice the atrocities that's been going on for the past 47 years, that person, of course, either need to go to some other country, but not within that zoo. Because even a child in that particular zoo knows the atrocity has been perpetrated in that particular zoo. What can we talk about? Is it the happiness that people there have, except only few that are well looked after? Only few that has all they need to have. That is why that zoo should carry on. But majority of people who are in poverty and in penury would not. I was listening to a guy, Tony Nade, being interviewed by the Eurobars, and he was telling them the reasons why there is no need for this continuation. If some Igbos know the reasons why we should depart from that zoo, why is it that some other Igbos are not seeing these reasons? The director has been to Frankfurt, he's been to Munich, he's been to Cologne, and he's got resounding support. Only today, some people are there within the mist. Now, what are you there for? To come and listen? And you came there to listen, but you're not able to give your name. What you're telling us is that you are not part of Biafra. You are telling us that you're not with us. You are telling us that what is happening in the zoo, you are happy with it. Is that because your brother is not there or your sister is not there? I don't have anybody in the zoo. I don't have anybody in the north. But yet, I devote my time to make sure that my people have freedom, because nothing can give you any joy than the freedom. So if you are there, ensure that you don't ask no question. Just listen as somebody who came to learn. If you like, join in. If you don't, stay where you are. With or without your effort, Biafra is coming. But it would be a shame if your name is not written under freedom of Biafra. It will be a catastrophe for your family that people are counted. They look at your name. Chikezie is not there. Chikwe is not there. Chigozie is not there. Of course, you have to tell your son, your daughter, or your family that when others are running the race of freedom, you prefer slavery. You prefer murder. You prefer being killed. You prefer your brothers and sisters in the north being raped. And let me tell you, it's not even only in the north. It has crept in into our villages. They are now killing our mothers and raping them. There is no particular license that would endorse for us to carry on with the Northerners and Fulani Yoruba Boko Haram. It's been written. Elechi, who said that this particular conference is a joke. Yeah, if you look at it, you know that it's a joke, the director. Call a spade a spade. But for him, it's a joke because he wants continuation. But if you look at it on the other way around, why asking for a conference when you know that the zoo is ending? The conference, if you ask me, is unnecessary. Contract has ended. Why sending me to start doing some kind of confab is indirectly extending what has expired. Do you know the month they are talking about to start? March. April. That means what is existing after 3 days will be an illegal Nigeria. Now, the military are amassing troops here and there. Will they amass more than they have amassed when Boko Haram has been fighting them? Destroying the helicopters and all the equipment they have? So who are they amassing this? Must you force somebody to be within you? Now, Lugard forced us 1914, put a particular date that this is the date everybody should go home. Understandable, right? We didn't argue all this time until the time has come when it's time for us to liberate ourselves. Now the army are massing themselves that you have to force somebody. I mean, United States, United Kingdom, United Nations, will they close their eyes? And the army are massing their equipment because somebody says, I want to go home. You are massing your equipment in order to stop them from going home. What is the reason? Now, so let me put this before I end my argument. There is a school of thought that the reason why some people don't want frustration.
Barrister, I can't hear. Your line is breaking. I don't know if it's from us or from your end. I have no idea. But your line is breaking.
Is it wobbly? Be steady now.
Is it a bit steady now? Please go ahead.
Be steady. Yeah. I said there is this school of thought that says the reason why some people want the continuation of the zoo is because they are not educated. And then another opposing view says the reason why they want the continuation of zoo is because of greed, what they want and what they are getting from that zoo. Now, which is which in these two? I want our callers, our listeners, and those who have interest in this amalgamation business, I put it in a way that it will be easier. Is the reason why our people want the continuation of this amalgamation, is it because they are not educated, or is it because of greed? Let me stop so here, Director.
Thank you very much, Barrister Mamezu. Thank you. You will remain with us. If you're joining us, this is Radio Biafra. If you want to get hold of us, you can go to www.radiobiafra.co. We must quickly and hastily go to the line if we can get it to work. And please, who is on the line, give us your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra.
Yes.
Give us your name, please. Why are we having problems today? Even with the connection, why are we having problems?
My name is Ifeanyi Chukwuogwumike. I'm calling from Oslo.
Ifeanyi Chukwuogwumike from Oslo. This is Radio Biafra. Please go ahead.
What I want to say is that my people of Biafra, I greet every one of you. Good evening from Norway.
Good evening. Go ahead. We are listening.
Yes, what I'm saying is that I think, Director, we have discussed about these things too much. We have to go into action. We have to be talking about money raising. How do we raise money? How do we raise money to build the television house? How do we raise money? This is what we go in now. We have had everything. We also read these newspapers. We read these newspapers. We had all this news, but we like the news that come from Biafra Radio is number one. I agree with that. But we also read this news in Nigerian newspapers. So this is a wake up call. This is a wake up call for all Biafrans around the world. But before I continue, I will use this opportunity to appreciate my people, my fellow Biafrans in Germany. And at the same time, make the job Germany to know that Germany is the engine room of the restoration of the independent state of Biafra. Germany is the engine room in Europe. Hello?
We are listening. All of us are here listening to you attentively. Please go ahead.
Yes. Germany is the engine room in Europe.
Maybe they don't believe it. They are here. Maybe they don't even believe it. Do you people believe that you're the engine room of this whole struggle?
Of course, we do.
Are you sure?
We acknowledge it.
Yes.
Go ahead.
We are, Director, we appreciate your sacrifice of moving from one city to another, making sure that things are in order. So what I'm saying is, in effect, is that Director, let us diversify to money raising. I mean, let us raise money for what we are agitating for. Let us start buying the germinations. The men to use these germinations are on ground.
Of course they are.
They're on ground. Let us start raising money. Okay, Director, I want to put this forward now. Let us, Director, try to get the nominal rules. The nominal rule of each state, each country. Each
yes.
country. If let's for example in Germany, the coordinator of all coordinators in Germany have to get us the nominal rule of all the men that director we don't need to be 2 million to make this success.
Of course.
Any person that accepts to join us, let him come with us, with all he has. Let him come with us and assist us in this in this in,
in the restoration of independent state of Biafra. So what I'm saying in effect is that our brothers in Germany, let them wake up once and for all and coordinate all Germany. We need money here in Oslo, in Norway. We do as much as we can. If it is 100 euro every month for all of us, the whole world, we let us know. If it is 200 euro in a month, all of us in the whole world, let us know. Let us not be discussing, Hausa man said this, Yoruba man said this, while our problem is filing. Let us go into money raising. Let us put the action in their presence. Let them know that the Igbos have come, that we have come to stay, that the Biafrans have come to stay. So let us go into money raising, director.
We'll do so.
As you are moving around.
We will do so. We'll do so. We thank you.
Let us get the nominal rules of all the whole people. If we have 10 people in Malaysia, we know that we have 10 people.
That is correct.
If we have 20 people in Spain, we know we have 20 people. And as life goes on, other people will be joining.
That is correct.
Based on this, we will be, based on this, we will know how much that will be coming into the plus of the, of what we are doing.
That is correct.
After going around Germany, now you move to Spain or you move to Italy. What are we doing? We are all hearing this news. The broadcast coming from Hamburg, we all hearing it. We need money, man. We need money to finance this crusade.
Thank you very much. You spoke very well. This is Radio Biafra. We have people coming in. I will now, before I go to the lines again to take more calls or return to Barrister Mamezu, I will ask for people here.
Excuse me, Director.
Yes, go ahead.
Somebody called from Angola yesterday. He was asking you, how will he send him? How will he send his money?
From Angola, of all places. Yeah. People calling from Angola, asking how they will support, and people are in Germany afraid to say who they are. Shame on them.
The director did not tell him how he will send that money. Because the guy told you that you should tell him how he will send the money.
Of course, we will know what to do. He will get in touch with us again and we'll tell him what to do. But we are Biafrans and we must continue our endeavor. For some reason, I don't know why, all our system, for some perverse reason, is breaking up completely today. But we must go on. We have a caller on the line. This is Radio Biafra. Your name and where you are, please.
Hello, Director. Good evening.
Good evening.
Thank you. My name is Patrick Ejulub. I'm calling from Heidelberg, Germany.
Please go ahead. I can hear you. Go ahead.
Thank you. But, Director, I just want to make a comment. Yesterday, we do have a problem yesterday. You put everybody on darkness yesterday. I think they provoked you yesterday, but please, next time when such a provocation comes to you, you just slowly handle the broadcast back to Uche so that Uche can very slowly close it up. Not by touching the button, then everywhere is darkness. So it's really difficult yesterday for we to understand about your condition. But I'm very grateful to hear your voice now. So, are you hearing me?
Loud and clear. We are here. We are listening. Please go ahead.
Thank you very much. Another thing I want to tip in here is that the cowards who fall off Instagram room, I don't know why Elzemba will be sitting down there, see those nonsense idiots stepping into that place who refuse to say their name, and he allowed them to come in without walking them out immediately. We want only one genuine person inside that room. The broadcast will continue. That's only what we want. We don't want that room to full of completely animals. They don't want to speak their name, and they don't even want to say anything. And this is why I'm blaming the coordinator there. That was Elzemba sitting down there. His telephone has been calling for a long time. The phone is off. For him to walk all those cowards out from that place, I think they must take a note now. So thank you very much for that. I will use this opportunity to speak to our people here in Heidelberg, Meinheim, Ludwigshafen. This is Baden-Württemberg in area. We have a meeting tomorrow.
and this meeting will be held in Manheim tomorrow by 5 p.m. So I would like all Biafrans sitting in this area tomorrow to call this telephone number. My telephone number is 01-52-116-22-549. I repeat again, 01-52-116-22-549. And this person, the meeting will be holding in his home is Gogin Ezekwere. And his telephone number is 01-52-131-40255. So this meeting holding tomorrow in Manheim. Please, I will call all Biafrans in Manheim, both men and women, to come out in number tomorrow so that we can be able to achieve something. And the coordinator of the women is Florence Nkechi. Her telephone number is, she will be there also. Her telephone number is 01-52-103-05165. So this telephone number, please, all the Biafrans in Manheim, Ludwigshafen, Baden-Württemberg, anyway, should call this number today or tomorrow. Then we can be able to have exactly the number we want. Thank you very much, Director. I wish you a very good stay in Hamburg. Please don't mix up with cowards. Immediately they are more than you, you just keep them out and continue the broadcast. I wish you all the best and good night. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. That was somebody calling us here also in Germany.
Best and good night. Thank you very much.
Give us your name and where you are. We have you on the line live and direct to the whole world. This is Radio Biafra. Your name and where you are, please.
Give us your name and where you are. We have you on the line live and direct to the whole world.
We have a caller on the phone. Your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra.
Hello?
Yes, your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra.
Hello, Director. Here is Eric Uche Kemezi. I'm calling from Bremen. You understand?
Yes, please go ahead.
Together yesterday. Yeah.
Yes.
Please, I want to use this opportunity to talk to our people, our fellow Biafra in Hamburg. You know, I don't expect them to behave like the way they are behaving, because I can say now Hamburg supposed to be the number one in Germany, in Deutschland. At least they have more population of Biafran. I don't know why the reason why they are drawing back. They should be a good example, as if they are afraid to come out. It's not a good, let them not bring down their dignity and their honor. I don't expect them to do it. Some people are afraid to say their name. Some people don't even want to talk, as if this is their first time of coming out. It is not good. We hope on them. Look at the way how the people from Munich, Frankfurt, Cologne, and...
Hello? Hello, can you hear me? No, I think we've lost him. We understand what he's trying to say. That those of you in Hamburg should see what happened in Frankfurt, Munich, Cologne, in Bremen. But of course, a lot of you are here. We're impressed with the turnout today. Very, very, I think it's the highest turnout we've had so far. Very impressive. But there are too many cowards amongst you. If you tell them what we are doing, they are the ones that will run to their father in the north. Their father is one Al-Haji from the north. And go and tell their father. And then everything we are doing will unravel. We don't want that to happen. Anybody who is afraid to identify him or herself as a Biafran, please, please, please do not tell them what we are doing, because they will compromise it. We must continue what we are doing. We need you to speak here. It's your radio station. This is Radio Biafra. Anything you want to say, you can say it. Any question at all you want to ask, you can ask it. Who wants to speak from this very place, please pick up the microphone and speak, if you may. Yeah, go ahead.
Good evening, fellow Biafrans.
I will have to interrupt you if you don't mind. I may have to interrupt you. Please stay where you are. We have a caller on the phone. Is that correct? Your name and where you are?
Hello?
Yes, your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra.
Hello?
Give us your name, my friend. Turn your system down. Your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra.
Okay,
Director, my name is Ifani Ebosi, calling from China.
Where in China are you?
I'm from Guangzhou.
Guangzhou in China. Did you see me when I came to China? Did you come out?
No.
Why didn't you come out?
I traveled.
Okay, go ahead. Go ahead.
Okay. So that
Why is your phone cutting out? I can't understand it. I don't know why your phone is cutting out. We have a caller on the line. Can you hear me? The caller on the phone?
Yes, good evening.
Good evening. Your name and where you're calling from?
Isaac Chidera Samuel. I'm calling from South Africa.
Isaac Chidera Samuel from South Africa. Please go ahead. Make it very brief. 2 minutes, please. This is Radio Biafra.
Okay, I don't have much to say. We are having our meeting tomorrow for all the friends in South Africa, in Johannesburg, in Commissioner Street. I know exactly the place. In case if you are listening, we are having our meeting. And also, Director, I'm the PRO. I have organized my own BC. And also with one phone that I will send to Radio Biafra to return Hamburg. I don't have much to say. People in Hamburg, they must not be afraid. They must not be cowards. This is our struggle. You must also come out. Don't be afraid of anybody, because you cannot be afraid of anybody in this struggle. We are doing it. We are doing it for our children. We are doing it for the future of our family. Nothing is, nobody can stop us. That's what I have to say. Thank you.
Thank you very much. That's a call from South Africa telling you not to be afraid. Isn't it very strange? People in South Africa telling us in Germany not to be afraid.
Hamburg.
Oh, dear Lord. People in Hamburg, don't be afraid. Please stay where you are. We must continue to take calls, please. Give us your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra. We are in Hamburg, in Germany.
Hello, this is Fred Onyale.
Yes, go ahead.
Calling from Germany. From München, precisely. I want to say, please, all Biafran that are gathered in Hamburg now, well, you will try to make us proud. Frankfurt has made us proud, as well as München, Cologne, Bremen, and all the places Director have gone, they have made us proud. I believe so that Hamburg will also make us proud. Please, I respect every Biafran gathered in that arena. And I know that you people came with useful information to give towards the restoration of Biafra. So I wouldn't like to hear that Hamburg has disappointed us, because we have done great since Director came to Germany. So I'm appealing to you, do not be annoyed, do not feel embarrassed, but open up, because when Biafra comes, nobody will be chased out. We all are Biafrans. You cannot be an observer in what concerns you. You cannot be an observer in when the liberation of Biafra is being discussed, because you are involved. So I'm appealing to you to shine up and bring what is in you, contribute towards the restoration of Biafra. Thank you, Director. Even as I encourage the coordinator there, because I know he's great. Thank you, and may God bless Biafra.
Thank you very much. Thank you very, very much. Give us your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra. Hello? They've gone. They have gone. Please, you may proceed.
Yeah, once again, fellow Biafrans, good evening. My name is Collins Chinedu. I come from Isialambano in Biafra land. I am the coordinator of the Biafrans in Hamburg. I sincerely apologize for the for the late transmission this evening. It is due to some circumstances beyond our control. But I thank God, Chukwu Abiyama, that finally we are able to transmit. I welcome, on behalf of the Biafrans in Hamburg, I officially welcome our director, Mr. Nnamdi Kanu, the great man, to Hamburg. Something just happened this evening, but I think we are going to sort it out within ourselves. Hamburgers are not, I mean, that is the way we are called here in Hamburg. We call hamburgers. We're not cowards. But there are some people who are afraid to come out fully to declare for Biafra. These are the people who says we are pursuing it, I mean, in two ways. And such people, we don't need them in this struggle. We need people who are bold enough to give their life for Biafra. If it is 10 of us in Hamburg, I appeal to all of you to please lend me your support so that we can move Hamburg to a greater height. I know the faces I'm seeing here are great people. I mean, they are Biafrans. I wish to call upon you to please support me so that we can move this struggle. I know other people are going to join, you know, with time, because in Hamburg here, I mean, they have their way of doing things. But when they come out for anything, they do it, I mean, to the best of their knowledge. I once again thank our director, Nnamdi Kanu, for coming to Hamburg to talk to us today. And I mean, the show goes on. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. You have done very well. Of course, you will say something. But before you say, I must concentrate your minds, given the speech I delivered earlier, or could I say the lecture that was given earlier. We are fighting Christians, and it's a religious war. The battle is against Jonathan and the rest of his Christian brethren, not ethnic war. We will kill for Allah. If Allah says we should decapitate, we should amputate the limbs, we should mutilate the bodies. This is coming from Boko Haram. And people are here afraid to say who they are. They want to kill you. They want to Islamize you. It takes somebody whose father is not able to be afraid to confront his or her enemies. They don't wish us well. They want us to die. They want to Islamize us, or they want to kill us. Either way, are we going to fold our arms and allow these things to happen? Are we going to allow Hausa people to come to our territory, enslave us, and cut away our women and children? Is that what we are here for? Was that why you were sent to Germany? To stand idly by while your race is being decimated? We must do something. Let's take this call before we come to you, my dear brother. They've gone anyway. Please, you may go ahead. Go ahead.
Fellow Biafrans, this is Anosike Elijah Edegu from Amambuzakole. I have a little advice for fellow Biafrans in Hamburg. By the grace of God, I happen to be a founding member of this Biafrans, or Biafra organization. I have never been to any organization. I'm not a member of any organization in Hamburg because of one reason. Hamburgers, so they call themselves, so more believe in sharing money. And this Biafran of a thing, we are not here to share money. So if you think that tomorrow somebody's going to ask you to come and take money, nobody's going to call you. Two, if you are in Hamburg here and you are taking money from what is it called? Rogers or Korota, don't come. We know them all. And some of them are outside there. I mean, trying to know if we are serious or not. Just like I had one reverend pastor in Nigeria those days. He said, when we started, they said, let's give them 7 days. After 7 days, they said, let's give them 14 days. From 14 days, 7 years. They are just out there now saying, let's see. We have our first meeting, second meeting, third meeting, and by the grace of God, we are transmitting from Hamburg. So my little contribution here is, if you are amongst us, me, I have not given much. But by the grace of God, anytime they come, if I'm around, if I'm not doing anything, I come. So if you're amongst us, be die hard Biafra. That is what we want in Hamburg. Not let me come and see. It will not help us. Because we have failed before and we will not fail again. This time around is do or die affair. I'm appealing to I told my director, my coordinator, I said, if you are 5 years, let us be 5 years. Not having 100 and we can do something of, I mean, one person. So I am appealing to our director. I'm sorry for the embarrassment and everything. It's not intentional. It was just a mistake. But I believe by the grace of God, you coming to Hamburg today will do a lot of new things in our lives. But those Rogers and the Ojos and their so-called teams, please stay away and see what God will do in our midst. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. You're talking very well. We like what you have said. Yes, please go ahead. Go ahead. Who else wants to speak? Please, anybody that wants to speak, you should give them the microphone to speak. Please go ahead.
Hello, good evening, my following Biafrans. From my own view, nobody starts here, but from experience, someone can behave strange. You know, from what he have said, from what have been happening, wherever, and in Biafra, in Nigeria, in Hamburg, in everywhere, different experience. Someone can behave very strange, you know. So nobody is a tout anywhere, but it will not also accept everybody to behave like you. Like me, I'm just coming back from work. Nobody informed me. I just got a call 5 minutes before. They asked, okay, I went there and picked some people. We go. Yeah, so nobody will do it like that, you know what I mean? So on the other way, the other of my brother who is saying we don't take a little this thing, you know. I'm from Biafra. I can speak this language. I'm here 14 years now. I can speak this language. And English is not my language anyway. So I'm very, very proud of this, our brother, because the first thing he speak, when he speak before, he don't even speak like who have been in England for 20 years. He speak very our language. And Igbo, when Biafra will stand, that means Igbo will stand. In this country, there's no office you go and you speak English. Hausa, they are speaking their Hausa. Yoruba are speaking their Yoruba. Why Biafra must speak in English? Don't we have language, Igbo? So even I'm known, I'm master of my language, my brother. You know. So him and I know. Auto blow should be monanias, mona, auto to mona, abad. Above like from Bosnia Biafra, Maza. And I now ask one know you buy man. I went there to one law. In how radio Biafra. Can I? Hana, not I Hana. You can home call from here and from Nigeria. I'm a bush from Nigeria. Maybe I will phone name or phone. To call it in your encourage. So when you plan as Igbo, yes, by our society, and Biafra can one language. So my brother, I encourage everybody. You understand? More and more, everybody encourage. And Biafra, who for I need, like, who for phone? I want your name, man. Okay, yeah, the H. I want you. Ana, salo chayo brega na amahage debya. Okay, it to profit all of us. You know, so because you know, Obi, no me. Now, one day, it will benefit all of us. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Talking very well. Thank you very much. The reason why we encourage English speaking is because we have people from Biafra land who don't understand English. We have friends of Biafra all over the world who are keenly listening to our broadcast every evening or every morning or every afternoon, depending on where they are. The fact that we are incorruptible must be conveyed to the entirety of humanity, wherever they may be. That is why we speak English. And of course, when we get our transmitter and we're on air for 24 hours a day, we can speak Igbo for 6-7 hours. It doesn't matter. I love Igbo language myself, and I speak it very well. As a matter of fact. So we welcome you wherever you are once again. This is Radio Biafra. We are in Hamburg in Germany. I have seen some enthusiastic people here as well. They have spoken very well all the way from the coordinator downwards. But we must do the best we can.
And that thing we must do is to ensure that Biafra comes as quickly as possible. And people in Hamburg, you are going to make that possible. You will help us bring Biafra. Whether you like it or not, as a matter of fact, you must do something about it. Let's go and take this call. Let's go and take this very call. Somebody called from 88. We don't know where that is. Sometimes this goes very funny. It doesn't want to behave properly. But we must keep trying. We must keep trying. Obi, can you tell me how... Why is this not picking up? We are trying to take... Or is it too many calls coming in? Why? You do it and it's... Or is the phone very cheap or what? No, it's not from there. It's from here. When it rings, is it? Oh, is that a problem?
Yeah, sometimes.
Is it? Okay. Okay. Maybe that's the problem. Let us try and see if that will work. Will it work? Oh dear Lord, it's cutting out. What is going on?
Wipe the old calls out.
Let us see who this one is, and see if that will work. Oh yeah, is working now, isn't it? My goodness me. Your name and where you are, this is Radio Biafra. It's gone. What exactly is going on? Can you please wipe the numbers? It could be the numbers. I don't know what's going on. Could you please try and wipe it out, please? This is Radio Biafra. Does anybody else here want to speak? Does anybody else want to speak? All of you will speak. It's your radio station. You will speak. Yeah, please go ahead.
Good evening, my fellow Biafrans. My name is Christopher Noha.
Please, master, where you are on the phone, Christopher Noha, you remain where you are. If we can find our lines to connect to the line, please. Stay where you are, Emma. We're going to come to you in a second. We are a bit haphazard where we are. We are out of our comfort zone. You may continue, please, your name and where you are. Emma, can you hear me? This is Radio Biafra.
Hello?
Yes, your name and where you are, yes.
Yeah, director, good evening.
Good evening.
Yeah, this is Onka Emmanuel calling from China.
Please go ahead.
Hello, director. Yeah.
We can hear you. Please go ahead. We can hear you.
For the wonderful job you are doing. Hello?
Thank you. We can hear you, Emma. Go ahead.
Yeah, I want to use this opportunity to thank you for the wonderful job you are doing. And I want to also use this opportunity to announce to the world that we had our meeting today and it was successful. It went very okay. Our people turned out in crowd. Are you getting me? So, as in, it was a very, very good meeting we had today. So at least I'm very, very happy. And I believe before, from now to next week, we are going to send down something to show our people that we are fighting. We are really fighting for this struggle because we want to have our freedom. And we are going to get it, whether they like it or not. We are ready. We in China, we are ready.
We know that.
So thank you. That is the only thing I want.
Thank you. We know that China is part of us.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very, very much. We know that Malaysia, Thailand, and China remains a very strong axis for this very struggle. They continue to distinguish themselves, not just by just talking, but through action as well. And we must encourage them. We must encourage them. It's important. I hope that this thing is now working properly, the way it should. I don't know if we need to do anything else to it before it works. This is Radio Biafra. Once again, my dear brother, you may continue.
Thank you, Mr. Director. my coordinator has spoken. Director, as you can see, we are working tirelessly here to make things work accordingly. But the problem we have in Hamburg is this. Everybody believe on its community. We have so many organizations here in Hamburg. Like someone called from Munich or Frankfurt earlier on today, telling you that they do believe in Hamburg. Yes, I personally understood why he said that. We have what it takes. We have the majority here in Hamburg to carry this struggle. But I am pleading, I'm still asking, in which way do we get these people? You see, today nobody is here. Director, when you go to Olu organization meeting here, you will see what is here times 50.
Anywhere I go, there are a lot of people in America.
When you go to Abreba organization here, director, it's amazing. When you go to Okigwe, mention it. In any part of Biafra land, we are many here. But look around. Just look around yourself. My colleague, Mr. Anosike, have just said it all. We are not sharing money. Someone from nowhere called himself SND, came to Hamburg and was trying to share money. Everybody from nowhere shows face because there was money sharing. We are not sharing.
They came out.
Yeah, of course. They, we are not sharing money. What I'm asking for you, director, is...
Are you sure that
is there any way you can advise us, me and my coordinator, how to get these people? Because we are so many. We are so many to carry this struggle. We have it, everything it takes, we have it here in Hamburg. Hamburg is the engine. We have it all. So give us advice how to go about these people. My flyer is all finished. I have shared more than I can. Nobody call, nobody appear on Skype, nobody even call my private line because I, Christopher, am not sharing money. So please, in any way you can advise us to carry our struggle and get our people to understand the simple language. The simple language of Biafra. The truth and the honesty that we need Biafra. That without Biafra you are nobody. Look at their faces. When you check, you look at their faces. We are all slavery. No matter the kind of job, no matter how many containers you shipped every month, no matter the amount of trucks you shipped every month, you are still a slave. You said it in our previous meeting that nobody goes home without security. They will ship 100 trucks, but when they go home, they don't even spend 5 days in their own home.
They don't go to the village. They stop at Lagos.
So, please, we are calling. We are begging. Sometimes I used to, you disagree to agree. I used to have some quarrel with my coordinator. That he's a hot temper guy. You can see it on his face. I keep telling him, let's just try our best. You know, because let me say this one. To be forewarned is to be forearmed. So we need to do something. We need to do something to get these people out. I am not in any meeting in Hamburg because there are so many. Abreban with a meeting. Okay, well, have their own. Allah have their own. All these people in just in one state you find more than 20 meetings. For what? So it's a selfish interest. But director, let me cut. If I keep complaining today, I think nobody will have chance to say one or two things. Thank you very much. You are highly welcome in Hamburg. Please, please, please. Whatever you see here, don't take it so serious. Thank you. This is not the way we are. We are humble people.
Thank you very much. Who else wants to speak? You must speak.
Okay. I have a special message for people in Hamburg. My name is AK Chika from Kassel. This is a special. Oh yeah, man, what a man! Everybody knows that. Before this contest, before Radio Biafra is heard today.
Before you continue, there is a call which we must take. Please, do bear with me. Let's take this call. Before you continue, give us your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra, and we are in Hamburg, in Germany.
Good evening, my director. This is Angel Zeman. I'm calling from Cologne, the zonal coordinator from Cologne.
Thank you very much. You're welcome to the program.
Yeah, director, first of all, we are disagreeing with the Hamburg people because Hamburg is a city where everybody knows that they are very arrogant. They have their nose lifted so up and they are also so proud, but they cannot do nothing. So what I want to say now is that I also disagree with our coordinator, which is Onyali. Oyali should not beg or plead for anyone who wish to be free, who are fighting for this struggle, who knows the right thing to do. I will never appeal or beg any of them. It's their duty to come out and join this struggle. It is our duty together to achieve our land called Biafra. I will never need for anyone to come out in Hamburg to fight for their freedom. We are all slaves here. We are third-class citizens, both home and away. Anywhere we go, we are being chased out. Even you're working 10 hours, 20 hours a day in Germany, you still don't have that what you are looking for. Freedom is what we are fighting for. Right now, I want to tell the Hamburg people, I went up to get married in 2006. I got married, but what happened? All the people with me on my way coming home, they were raped. All the 100 girls were raped. 17 years old woman with me, she was also raped. So the 20 years old girl among them was also raped, and she got a baby from these people. And now I am finding a way to know if I could help this girl for this baby. In my town, in my village, I'm a native of Enugu State from our local government. Now everybody knows me that I have to take care of this child. It's my duty to take care of this child. But now the people in Hamburg are sitting down there, and many of them are looking in the hall to see if they will agree or if they will not agree. And the other side, by some mummies who told them that we have other Biafrans who don't speak Igbo. There's other Biafrans who don't understand Igbo. The world is listening on this conversation. The world is hearing what we are saying. Even someone who wants to help us, German, we'd like you to speak in English so that he or she will understand what you people are fighting for. And the other boy said that, yeah, English is not his language, it's also not my language. I can make mistakes in English, it doesn't matter, but he will pardon me when I make a mistake because you know where I'm going. So I want to tell my brothers, right now I know what my mother will be going through. He will be hitting his head on the wall that this people never get a simple instruction. And that is the problem we have with the Hamburg people. We all here, we know what is going on with Hamburg. They are looking for who will be the Edenibu. And the Edenibu, they are fighting to be Edenibu for Hamburg. Hamburg has two parties. Director, I remember when he came to Cologne here, someone told his director, you have a job to do in Hamburg. And that is the job now you are doing. Now you are seeing it face to face with the Hamburg people. I don't bother what they call them, hamburger or what. Maybe they're eating a lot of hamburger. They're thinking about shipping off their containers. They're thinking of shipping off their trucks. Director, these people have shops in Hamburg. They have warehouse. They're satisfied. They are in front of market. They think that, yes, if you don't have what I have, then I'm better than you. And this is what is going on there. They're thinking of who was leaking. Whoever was leaking or whoever reached to collect and giving money in Hamburg is not making a million up to today. That's my case here. Good night.
Thank you very much. Well spoken. Thank you very much.
Thank you. You have said.
Go ahead.
Thank you. I have said some of the things I wish to say. Right now we are in Hamburg. People can't believe what is going on here. Before this was awarded to Hamburg, if you go to Osnabrück now, I apologize to Biafrans in Osnabrück. They are hosting us in Osnabrück. Onyala Njoku said, no, I should not put Osnabrück before Hamburg. I should not put Braunschweig before Hamburg. I should not put Hanover before Hamburg. I should not put Leipzig before Hamburg. I should not put other cities in Germany who is trying to host us today. They should give it to Hamburg. Look, we are staying in a small quadrat room in Hamburg where more than 7-8 Igbo men, not even our brothers, have warehouses. I even came into this Hamburg. I asked about some names. I called them. Can we use your place? Because the place we have, there was no internet. That was why this was delayed today. We are staying in a small room. We are not talking that we are staying in a hall. We are staying in a small room, packed up of more than 12 people. This is unbelievable. This is a big disappointment to people in Hamburg. After all, after many years in Germany, after many years we have learned so many things. After so many years we have believed that we are human beings. The only thing we can transplant, the only thing we wish our people, the only thing we wish to show what we can do is to do what we are doing today. I don't know what else. I don't know what else we can do to ourselves. When little girls, 13 years old girls, are being raped, are being turned into animals, somebody is busy in Germany believing that he's Ese Buruburu. When our mothers, our sisters, everything are being deprived of privatehood, of their realhood, look at the life people in Germany showing up. I think if the only thing...
Hamburg.
Hamburg, not Germany, Hamburg. If the only thing left after the 3.5 million people died is this generation of people living in Hamburg, I think we as a race are completely off the track. I hope, Hamburg have taken the real issue we wanted to talk. But let me make it sure, because a lot of people want to talk here. I hope the people in Hamburg will wake up. Let them wake up and take the right cheer, or they have sold their birthright as far as this Germany is concerned. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Yes, what do you want to say?
Fellow Biafrans, good evening, wherever you are around the globe. Good morning, good afternoon, depending on the time zones. Director, you're welcome.
Thank you.
I've been here for over 1 hour. I'm just watching the situation. I'm really disappointed about Hamburg. Please, my name is Larry Ezebunafo Nwako, Ihiala, Anambra CS, Biafra Land. That's only my money. Please, to go further, emphasis on Hamburg should not take much of our time. It's quite disappointing. But let that disappointment not be. We are disappointed, not discouraged. We have to search ahead. Director, the one caller from Norway said it all, that we can't keep on repeating our aims and objectives. Let us match actions with ways with action, the other way around. That's why I came all the way from near Ham, where is a little town. It's called Göttingen, between Kassel and Hanover. But I made it a point of duty. I must be here to see my fellow Biafrans. Those that are not here, they should not deter us. Those sitting on the fence or watching whether it will work out or it will not work, we put them wrong. It's working. We are making it. We are moving on. So I'm here to know where I belong and what I will do in order to continue hesitating, going to different cities, saying one thing every day. We want to move forward. Fellow Biafrans, let us wake up. God is on our side. We are winning the battle, and the struggle, nobody will wreck it, and nobody should. We don't need any authorization or permission to take what belongs to us. Let us move ahead in earnest without further delay. Thank you, fellow Biafrans. God bless us.
And God, you're spoken very well. Thank you very much. Let's take this call before somebody else speaks. This is Radio Biafra. Turn your system down. We are in Hamburg. You will give us your name and where you are, please.
Good evening, Director. My name is Chukwudo Tonye from Munich, Germany. I'm from Ikena and Zobo, Biafra Land.
Please go ahead.
Director, I'm thanking the Almighty God, Chukwu Abiyama, for leading you throughout this very message. Thanking him very so much, so marvelously for Johnny Mercy. May Almighty God continue to be leading you. You are a great man.
Amen. Thank you very much. Go ahead.
Director, I want to start my point from what people have been saying there. We have to do this, we have to do that. We all supposed to know what we're supposed to do. We are no longer babies. This time around, the director is here to see us so that we can see him. It's a very great journey. I don't see how you can direct the people that you don't know. Director is here to see the people who we are Biafrans, to see Biafran friends and all our way wishers. What will we do? I want to take from the last speaker. We have been here for so many years and see how other countries around Europe fight for their independence. We have been here, Bosnia fight for their independence and they get it. We have been here, Kosovo fight for their independence and they get it. All these measures, we are going to make appropriate use of it. It's not everything that we blow up in the air. Now, for the people who are hiding themselves every corner, they will have some time to hide. They will not hide forever. We are going to take Bosnia measure, we are going to take Kosovo measure to get each and every Biafran on round table on this very struggle. In Bosnia and the Kosovo, it's either you come out to defend your fatherland or you take a seat. It's either you give up what you have or you give up your life, and that is freedom fight. This time around, we know all the coordinators in Germany, our coordinator general should take note, Fred Onyale, and the co-coordinators all around Germany. By the end of the day, when the director finish his tour in Germany, we have arranged to have a meeting on how we are going to follow on this very struggle. Director is not here to tell us how we are going to do it. Kosovo people has given us the example. As long as you are here in Germany, you have a special amount. You have a special amount that you will be paying. Kosovo people, if you people have them there, you ask them how much they were paying every month during the time of their struggle. Our own will not be different. It's either we fight for this very struggle or we die along the way of fighting for it. This is the two options. And for people in Hamburg, I want to assure them that what we need is not members. What we need is freedom fighters. If you are only one or two Biafrans, original Biafrans in Hamburg, we are going to take note of that, and we will use that very tool on this very struggle. This very struggle, we are not going to give it up. No matter whatever it may take, we are going to follow it on. In Kosovo and Bosnia, the whole names were recorded. No matter wherever you hide, if you like, you can hide under your wife's breast. Your name is recorded, and you will never, up to today, step into Kosovo if you didn't pay for this very struggle or fight for it.
They don't know that.
That is how we are going to do it in Biafra land. Thank you, Director. May Chukwu Abiama keep on leading you throughout this very journey till when you will get back to your main office and arrange yourself to go and carry up on this very journey. Thank you. God bless Biafra, and God bless all the board directors of Radio Biafra.
Thank you very much. You've spoken very well. Thank you very much. Yes, please, my dear brother, you may proceed.
Ahambu, Prince Ogoromojo. I live in Hamburg, and I school in Hamburg as medical doctor. I read medicine. But how are the mighty falling? We remember where we started and where are we heading to. I was told, I saw it with my two eyes, how women with their children, the time of war, the child was left alone because of the gun touched. It was not something somebody told me, I saw it with my eye. We remember the then call himself. His fight, his thought, or what he has done. Is it in vain? Okay, come back. You are an Igbo, you are a brethren. Take your heed. Come up. Don't be afraid. People of Biafra should not sleep. Don't be afraid of the next person. Start where you are. With one love, the God of Abraham, the God of Biafra, Chukwu Abiama, is with you. I want to let you know, the great Biafra, you are not left alone. And you will never march alone. We have people like you. Arise! Stand up on your feet. Declare your freedom. Who are are you expecting to fight for you? For those murdered, killed, raped in the northern part of Nigeria. Far be the thought, will I lay my hand against my brother? Far be the thought that I will allow that agony to burn into my brain and my soul. We are the children of God, loved by the mighty God, the God of David, Elijah. You know this. One thing I want to let us know. Hamburg. I am in Hamburg. I know them very well. I am part of the leaders in Abreba Union. I come from Abreba. I'm a prince by birth. But one thing is that we have to salvage together. One thing is that you have to accept who you are. Remember your children all over the world. We, our children, have been scattered on you because of what? Because of what you are. But one thing I want to say, first of all, I have to come back and thank our director who has given this opportunity to each and every one of us as he traveled down to Hamburg. You are coming here with us will not be in vain. When my brother told me there will be something like this, in 2 hours, I was in my bed. I prepared myself. I found myself here because I am touched. I say, I am a great Biafran man, soldier, and I better die in battle. But it's not so. It is that with love, you have to defend your goal area. Another thing is that wherever you are, whatever have been called your name, it is the time. Look up and sit down and make sure that you are involved in this great call. But the dead shall never worship God. You have to stand alive as you are alive, and you have to move. It is the time. It's enough. It is enough. I greet each and every one of us here in Hamburg, all over part of the world. I say, Ndewo.
Thank you very much.
Well spoken. Thank you very, very much. There are people of this caliber around us as well, which is very good. I know some of you own warehouses here. Some of you are doing very, very well. God did not send you here to be millionaires. He sent you here for today, for this very purpose. To help liberate your country. You were not sent here to do anything else but to save Biafra. That's why you're here. If you don't save Biafra, there'll be no home for you to go to. As simple as that. If you take your beautiful children back home, they'll kidnap them. They'll take them to the north and rape them. You heard somebody, our coordinator in Cologne, said it. In Igbo land of all places, he went for his traditional marriage. The girls that accompanied the wife, their vehicles were stopped by so-called armed robbers, and the girls were raped, including a 70-year-old woman. 70 years. If I am God, I will close down that very community from heaven. I will rain down lightning, thunder, sulfur, and death upon that very ground upon which it touched. It should have been cursed forever and ever. We are Biafran people. As I told you earlier today, maybe you don't know who you are. That is why you are here. But we know who we are. Some of us recognize who we are. And it is that glory that we seek. Biafra is more than an independent nation that we are seeking for. We are asking God to come down to earth. We are pleading for the presence of God to leave heaven and return to this earth. We are saying to God that we are the children of the light. You see, it is quite funny and very fortuitous. If you look at every incident concerning Biafra, you would marvel. there is no difference between our experience and that of the Jews, of the Israelites. No difference. God knew that if I did not raise the northern people to kill you, you will not remember me anymore. That was why God allowed them to kill us. That's the only way we can hear. They killed us. Ojukwu never, I'm not sure he knew about the war. He must have read history, yes. But I'm not sure he knew the significance of Biafra. Until somebody from the so-called South-South, not an Igbo man, brought out the name Biafra and said, Ojukwu, why don't you call this particular republic Biafra? Mr. Pigo, the former Okrika Grammar School principal, said, name it Biafra, that's the name. Ojukwu accepted and named it Biafra. Who told Ojukwu that we are the children of the sun? That rising sun will be on our flag and strategically placed where black is to symbolize that this people is actually the hope of the black world. White people knew the symbolism of this. That was why they were against us. Not because they love the houses more, no. But because we are the chosen people of God. When I mean the chosen people, there are only three of us. Biafra, Ethiopia, and Israel. All over the world. And you mess up that heritage by mixing. Anyway, somebody said the other day there was a statistics that 80% of everything born in Igbo land from 1970 till today are fathered by Hausa people. 80%. So when you speak to a youngster and they run away, they don't want to be close to you. Believe you me, I swear that they were fathered by Hausa Fulani men. I'm telling you that. That is how you know who your father is. If you want to know if you're Igbo or not, look at the way you receive the gospel of Biafra. Biafra is a gospel of redemption that goes beyond political emancipation. What we seek is the right also to be recognized as the children of God, as the chosen people of God. Nobody can teach us anything. Nothing whatsoever. If you can explain to me what people in a forest in West Africa is doing, circumcising precisely on the eighth day after the birth of a boy, then I will know. If you tell me that these people never encountered any so-called foreign missionary, but they worship one true God, Chukwu Abiama, Chineke Nkeigwe, one God, one supreme God, then you would know where you come from and who you are. Nobody conquered you. Do you know that? Nobody. You've heard of ordinary Bini was an empire. They were conquering people. Or tiny Bini. Yoruba the same. Kanem Borno Empire. The Sokoto, you know, this Islamic people. Mad lunatics. They are nomads. They don't live in one place. Perambulating, looking for who to kill to convert to Islam. We never killed anybody. We never forced anybody to speak Igbo language. No one was, not one single person, as I asked Asare Dokubo in 2009, if you name one person that was killed by an Igbo person, then anything people say is correct. They couldn't name one. Instead, we gave them scholarship, cancer, we were. You know that God is miraculous. The same house that people killed him, the same way they would kill Rotimi Amaechi, whatever the idiot's name is. We must not relent. This is not like any other Biafran you have seen before in your life. After we have come and gone, our lives will not exist again. We must remain fearless before our enemies. If they want us to fight them, we will fight them. As the elderly man was saying earlier, I wish the program was had in the hall. A lot of people came in fairness to Hamburg. Hamburg people turned up, I must say. In fact, they came, but we couldn't do our broadcast there. There is no country you go to, there is no major institution in the world, from NASA to Pentagon in America to even this very place, that you don't find a Biafran distinguishing him or herself. How many Hausa Fulani medical doctors do you have in Hamburg? How many Yoruba medical doctors do you have here? But we have one in our midst. We are blessed people. And if I am God, If you people don't fight for Biafra before the 1st of January 2016, I will personally pray and fast that God kills each and every one of us, including my son and my family. Because we don't deserve to live. Believe you me. We don't. This is one golden opportunity. One. For the next 40 years, we have between now and 2015 to get Biafra. Very tiny window. It started with an Azikiwe and is ending with an Azikiwe. If we don't act very fast, you will become Muslims and nobody will save you. Nobody will save you. Maybe you are comfortable in Hamburg. You can stay here all your life. And in the next same 40 years, as I told them, your name will no longer exist because your beautiful sons and daughters will marry white people and you'll be gone forever. If you have half German kids, then you are on your way to extinction already anyway. You're finished. The only thing that can save you, as I told my brother, is we get Biafra, we take our children home. They can visit Germany as where their mom comes from or their dad. Then they know where they come from, or else without Biafra, gone and gone forever. The Jews survived because they had Judaism. They had religion to protect them. Religion, you don't have one. Do you have religion? Can we speak Igbo now for 1 hour without putting English in it or German? So, as Adam said to God, Onye gboto kambo, we are stark naked. The only savior you have is Biafra. Go and think about it. Without Biafra, you're gone. Gone for. You got a Ben Wabeze living in Lagos. Okoko. You live in a professor Obina Obina Bendios, Ebutamet, Lagos. He doesn't come home. I asked them yesterday, in your life, has the Sultan of Sokoto visited Igboland before? Has the Oni of Ife come to Igboland before? But those of them going to go to the confab for you, that Ohanaeze is pushing to go to the confab, they either live in Lagos or Abuja. And you think you survive it? Do you reason, do you think at all as Igbo people? When I was small, the story they kept telling us as children is Evulako Nambe. As children, do you know why they tell you that story? So you become wise. Not so that you can become clever and cheat people, no, that you may become wise. These days, we don't have that anymore. Instead of what you have is you watch Patience in Zogbo on home movie. All that type of nonsense. Biafra, you need Biafra more than Biafra needs you. Biafra is your redemption. Biafra will save you. You have nothing to give to Biafra, but Biafra has everything to give to you. Without Biafra, my people, you are nothing. With Biafra, you become something. If you doubt me, walk into any shop tomorrow with any white person that is up to 60 years of age or 55. Say to them, I am Igbo. After a while, you say to them, I am Biafran. You see the difference, the reaction between the two words when once you speak it. Biafra commands respect. For you to fight the whole world for 3 years is no mean feat. We fought humanity. That was the Third World War. The whole world was against us. That's the meaning of it. Communism and capitalism never came together before to fight a war on one side. But when it came to a tiny little country and the people called Biafrans, they forgot their differences and they killed us in our millions. And we must not let them forget. We have over 3.5 million people in the grave right now. It hasn't been avenged yet. And we are going to avenge their death. And the only testimony we can give is that we went and we brought back Biafra. That is the only way their spirit can rest. Any other thing you're doing is inconsequential. Very soon you'll be getting phone calls that your old mother went to the farm and couldn't come back. You will call us here in Hamburg. We'll donate money for you to fly and go and bury her. That's all we can do for you now. What else can we do? I thought you were going to the hall now. Then maybe on your way carrying her body from the mortuary, they'll kidnap her body and then you come back again and raise more money to go and pay kidnappers. And then you come back and you'll be swearing in German language, "I'm not going to go back there, man. Never again." And then you tell your kids horrible stories about where they come from. But you never blame yourself for turning a blind eye when evil was being perpetrated. That is how you know men. Real men fight evil. Cowards run away. This is Radio Biafra. We must take this call. Give us your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra. We are in Hamburg in Germany.
Hello.
Yes, your name and where you are.
Hi. Hello, Director. Here is Eric Uchechukwe Kemezian, calling from Bremen.
Yes, go ahead.
Most of us are most to apologize for the breakup of the strength due to the network or something like that. First, I must comment that I'm very happy that the people of Hamburg, they are responding to their call of us, and that is what we want to know. That's what we want to see. But first, Director, I want to make sure there is something that you say that touches me. I just want to say that people don't know the meaning of Biafra. There was a time that you was preaching and commenting about so-called Osu. That touches my heart because the word of discrimination doesn't exist in our midst.
It doesn't.
Whenever you make something like that, although it touches my heart because we must say that we are one people, we are equal before Chukwu Obioma.
Yes.
You understand? Yeah, I am very, very happy. Director, I must just say that you are highly talented and you are highly intellectual. I just want to say that God will keep on blessing you and keeps you until you will see this. You will see the end of what we are fighting for. This name, Biafra, is holy, and which we all of us believe on. I am very, very happy to see that this nation come into existence. And I pray that the Chukwu Obioma will bring it to pass. There was a time you were saying something about when this nation comes, there will be nothing like so-called Osu, so-called RSC or something like that.
Never.
That is what...
No native doctor. No RSC. I don't care what the RSC is. It will be destroyed completely.
That is what me, myself, are wishing. That this is the only sacrifice that we will give to our Lord. That whenever this nation comes, there will be nothing like that. That is only him, Chukwu Obioma will be mentioned forever and ever.
Amen.
Director, once again, I just want to say that I am very, very highly encouraged at the way the people of Hamburg are responding, because they are the number one people, if I may say so, in Germany. They are the number one people, the one that they should be the people that to stand for before any other city here in Deutschland. But I'm very happy that they are cooperating and they are responding to their call. I just want to say thank you once again and say that God bless them all and also bless you.
Thank you. I say amen to that.
As this program progress on. Thank you very much, Director.
Thank you very much. That was our brother. You wanted to say something, please. Give him the microphone. He must say something. This is his radio station and his Radio Biafra. Please go ahead.
Hello, fellow Biafrans. My name is Nosike Anadegu from Mambuzakoli. I'm sorry I'm coming for the third time. I want to give a kind of advice to our director. Because of our so-called elders or Ndeze down in Africa, please, nobody should go and sign for us. Director, please use your good office to warn them or to advise them. Nobody should go on our behalf. We are Biafrans, and Biafrans we are. We are nothing short of that.
Nobody should go and sign anything on behalf of Biafran people as in being in one Nigeria or in one zoo. We are out of that zoo. Nobody should sign for us. Thank you very much.
Thank you. And they're not going to. Anybody going there is going for the wife and the children living in Lagos. How can somebody in Lagos go and represent somebody who is in Akokwa? Does that make any sense? You live in Lagos, you go and represent somebody from Akokwa. That is hopelessness. Who else wants to speak? Please, this is Radio Biafra before we bring the program to an end. Go ahead.
Let me direct. My name is Sonia Kashwe Zemba from Amwaka, like I said before, Anambra State. I'm the PR of Biafra in Germany. I most sincerely appreciate our great God, Chukwu Abiyama, for what I see here today. I must sincerely say I am impressed with the people that come out here in Hamburg, no matter whatever. What happened today is not by accident. Chukwu Abiyama knows reason why it happens. And when you don't know your weakness, you will not know how to tackle it. You see, when the first time we came, when I was talking with the coordinator, I said, what are you people doing? Three people? He was telling me, cool down. And to my greatest surprise, I see a crowd.
They came out.
That I can
be Hamburg came out, though. They came.
They really come out. No matter whatever, I must say, I thank you all for your turning up, for the great turn up. And again, I'll also use this opportunity to thank all the coordinators in different units for the great job well done. Gone, Frankfurt, Munchen, and the one that's about to host our director. I pray that the same thing that I'm seeing here right now, and the same thing I saw in Bremen, will still repeat itself in all these places. No matter whatever happened here, I want to tell the world that Hamburg really did us also proud. But I believe they still have something to address. Thank you very much, and I thank you all. I thank my director, the great man himself. This man, listen, he left his family. His son is in England, waiting for the Papa for Christmas, and he celebrates Christmas with us here. What a sacrifice you want from a man that have the love of his people in his heart. He give everything for you and me, for our freedom. He live comfortably in England. He can stay there, but he said, no, I give it all to free you. I think if we cannot respect this sacrifice, I don't know if there's any sacrifice we can respect in this world. I wish that we can listen. I will see the handwriting on the wall. Thank you very much, and may God bless you all.
Thank you very, very much. Who else has something to say? Does anybody else have anything to say? Please, this is your radio station. It doesn't happen all the time. It's a once-in-a-lifetime event. You must speak on Radio Biafra, because anything you say here in Hamburg, people in Hungary are listening to you. Anything you say here, know that even those on top of Himalayas can hear you, because we go to the ends of the earth. Radio Biafra has listenership across the whole world. With over 3 million people listening to your voice, we are formidable. When we speak, even the presidency in the zoo listen to us, because they know this is the only place you can get the truth. Nobody can buy us. We are incorruptible. I'm sure you know the meaning of the English word incorruptible. Incorruptible now and forever. Nobody, unbuyable, you cannot buy us. You won't, yeah? Buy us for who are you? We will pursue Biafra very, very violently until it comes. They will kill us, we agree, but we'll kill all of them. That's a promise we made to them. Everything must die. Why don't you die with a semblance of dignity and honor than to die like a weasel abroad? If you're even unlucky, they'll cremate you. We don't want that to happen to us. We must bring down the goodness of the heavens to come to this earth. We are the children of God, the children of light. That is the meaning of the rising sun you saw there. The children of the light. Anyanwu, that is who we are. Of course, house has gotten as a result of the war. But we must fish them out. I am puritanical when it comes to my people. I am a fanatic when it comes to Biafra. A fanatic, an insane fanatic. I am mad when it comes to Biafra. Our time is now. and we're going to get it. They will see. It's going to happen. Your Biafra will come, and you will run it and run it very well. Please go ahead.
Hello, fellow Biafrans. My name is Chijo Kembakwe, ex-president of the Sanitary Development Union, Hamburg. So I would like to use this great opportunity to talk to my fellow Biafran in Hamburg. I would also like to apologize because of what happened to Hamburg today. It's not how we used to do. But I know that it's because of the time. This is Christmas time. A lot of us, a lot of big guys in Hamburg traveled back to Biafra land to celebrate Christmas with their loved ones in Biafra. So, honorable director, I promise all our Biafran people in diaspora that Hamburg people will never let them down, and we never let Hamburg down.
You see?
Hamburg is capital city. And in the same way, where I was spent.
Mbakwe, well, you're a great man, but you wait. Let's take this call.
All right.
Give us your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra.
Director, thank you so much. Director, you went missing on Skype today. I can't even get you and see you on Skype. My name is Osto KK, calling from Thailand. I am from Umu's Anambra State in Biafra, man. Please, I don't have much thing to say, just to remind our people of our today's meeting, because it's almost 4 a.m. in the morning here. I want to remind our people, everybody hearing my voice this morning from Thailand here, we have our meeting. I want to remind them again for our meeting today. Every one of them should come out, because Biafra have come to stay. We call on everybody listening to me this morning from Thailand to attend to our meeting, our at normal place, Patonam, at our Patonam market, our brother Livinus Kago. The number to contact in case you want direction or you want miss, you can call on 08-5356-9372. Please, we call on everybody. Thank you so much, Director. I'm so sorry I can't get on Skype because this my number is not clear on
the
okay. phone.
It's okay.
Thank you.
It's okay. Thank you very much for that. That is in Thailand. We are in 66 countries across the world and counting, the largest movement of its kind anywhere on this planet. We want to overwhelm Nigeria with superior argument, with reason and with numbers. That is why we are raising our people abroad. Everybody must come out. And once we rise up and say we want Biafra, they will give it to us.
Sure.
Please, my dear brother, go ahead.
Yeah, so fellow Biafrans, so what I'm trying to say is that Hamburg is a capital city, and we maintain that capital city. We have some big guys here. By January, or any time they comes back, we go straight to them, to the offices, and let them know how what happened today. So on my own side, I've been a freedom fighter, Biafran man for a long time. Even at my working place here, I can remember 1996. My chief used to ask me then, where do you come from? I never even tell him that I'm from Nigeria. I straight to him and said, I'm from Biafra. He was shocked. He said, those guys that you... that Kwashoka or something like that. I say, you man, you German man, do you know the reason why? Do you know what is the cost of the war? He said, yes, you know. I said, you see how my face was turned red? He said, no, sorry, I don't mean to hurt you, but that's the way. That's what we hear. So that's me, like a human, like you see me now. I'm not in love with British men. As you see me, I can't even go to Britain. I can rather go to any African country or die in Germany than going to Britain. I hate them with a passion, so that's it. So as a freedom fighter and a Biafran man, I will stand for this freedom. Even if you go to my village, go to anywhere, they will tell you that this man is a great man from time. I was on 18 or 19 years when I come to Germany. Before then, we are the people that fight in Kano 1991. Ojukwu was there and he said, these guys, you are great. This is the Igbo men, I want to say. We are the white ninjas. When you call about white ninjas, this is the guys, the great guys that fight outside people, all run away. When we come there, we are white ninjas. We are young, small boys, but we stay, we deal with them. We chase even generals out of their house. Nobody believe this. at the end, when Ojukwu come, he say, you guys, you are the great of Biafrans. I even get caught then. The sign is still there from Ausama, but I don't care. I really fight and stand. For 3 days, my people didn't see me. They thought I was gone. But when they see me, they say, 3 days later, I appeared. They said, you guy, you are too strong. So you want to use this opportunity again to tell all my friends, all my brothers, Biafran people, let's always think what we can do for Biafran. What we can do to keep this struggle going. Not what they will do for us. Even in Hamburg here, sometimes there are some people, somebody mentioned about Eze and this thing. They called me. I'm not playing any part of them. I tell them, I don't want that shit. We want to unite Igbos. We want to fight for Biafra, not to Eze, who be chief, who's this. Even in my village, my Eze have called me and he's want to give me a title. I say, Eze, I will not take this title until the whole village come together and say, this man, we must crown him. You don't need to crown me, Eze. Until the whole village will come and say, this man, you merit it, take this title. So, my greetings go to also the honorable coordinator in Hamburg. He just called me one day to share his story. He called me, said, see, we have meeting, so date. I was in one party. I took pen and paper. I asked some Biafrans there around there. I said, list up your names and your number. I will call you. When somebody called me that you have Biafran meeting somewhere, so day, many of them wrote their number down. But the next day, I called them, but none of them turned down. But I called only one friend, who is Zenwafo. The same day, I called him. My friend said, what is going on? You come with me. This man here.
And he's here today?
Yeah, he's here today.
That's good.
And today, too, we are here. Ask him. He just called. Among the whole people he called, we are the ones who are there. We met them. They tell us the director is coming to Hamburg. We say we will stand by you, no matter what. Both in rain and this thing, we stand by you. Okay.
Thank you very much. Let's take this call. Give us your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra.
Thank you, Mr. Director. It's Martin Chilobe again from Texas.
Yes, please go ahead.
Thank you. May God bless you. Bless all the team from our radio station, our people, all the Biafrans, people in Hamburg. I love you.
Sorry, where are you calling up from again? From Texas, yes, go ahead. Of course you are, yes. In Houston, is that correct?
No, from Austin.
Austin, Texas. Please go ahead.
That's correct. Iranya is our great...
of course. He's doing well. Iranya is doing well. Yes, he is. Go ahead.
Oh, yes. Absolutely. We're keeping things together. So I've been listening, as always, very interesting. I want to tell our people to not be dismayed, to really not be worried, to not fear. Because, it's only Shakespeare's, only the eye of childhood that fears a painted devil. Things are not really what they seem. Nigeria is not that. Nigeria is nothing. To be honest with you,
of course.
And you can go online and see what Nigeria is all about. Okay, we fought the first one. Granted, of course, we fought the world, the entire evil world. That's what we fought. It wasn't just fighting the world, but the entire evil world. When all the descendants of Satan rounded up against a very small minority, and we lasted as long as we did, that in itself is a miracle. And I want you to see it as such. It is a miracle. Because not even any of those countries, not even the United States was a part of them, not even the Britain, nor the Russians, that you could have the race besieged for as long as we had them besiegers and have them, survive. And in less than 10 years after that war, once again, we dominated Nigeria. We were everywhere developing the country. We have always actually been the people that put Nigeria together, kept Nigeria going, fueling Nigeria, both in blood and everything else. Yet, these evil entities, these evil people, if they are people at all, wouldn't just let us be. But this time, we really have to put our heads together. Okay, we might be dismayed, and that's what I'm fighting here also. We have too many organizations that amount to nothing. for some reason, it hasn't come to our people. It hasn't dawned on us that if we put our heads together, the less organizations that we have, the less stress it brings to us, the more time it gives us to spend with our families, and the better we're able to handle things. Even if somebody dies, the less we pay to get that somebody buried in Nigeria. It hasn't dawned on us. For some reason, we always remain brain dead. Always mentally deceased, that even the simplest of things, for some reason, I don't know why, it eludes us. All we do is we have all these organizations, and then we compete amongst ourselves. We have uniforms. The people that you are living there, those in Germany, the Germans don't care what you wear. They don't have the time. You're not even a human being. Something with us as here. But all we do is we compete, we want to wear uniform. Oh, and don't forget, we must wear the imported ones. Because God forbid that we go to Nigeria and buy the ones that are made in Nigeria. Oh, no. It's going to be George. They have names for it.
Holland is made in, like, Holland, people, isn't it? In Holland.
Yes. Like
forgetting people, Akwete. You know, people, we have Akwete.
People that are mentally people that are mentally deceased. People not okay when their houses are burning down. That's what we've descended down to. And like the doctor said, a lot of us are no longer Igbos. I'm just one of Igbo. But we are not Igbos because it's no longer in our blood. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, KK is now all these things in our land. KK, how can you see those things occurring daily? And your priorities are elsewhere. You're shipping containers in a hellhole. Or you're building your mansions in a place where you don't have law and order. You can wake up tomorrow if we don't have Biafra, and all the money you have in the bank wouldn't amount to anything. Or have you all forgotten when Babangida took over Nigeria? Overnight, Naira became useless. You think it cannot happen again?
It will.
I want us to shape up. I want us to smarten up, for God's sake, because this is really very shamefully. It kills me. And Director, here's what I have one suggestion, please.
Go ahead.
Because I don't want, in the end, I don't want anyone saying that, oh, I didn't know, I didn't hear. Because I'm disseminating information here. I want us to do this, that we, through our coordinators, make sure that we inform one way or the other every Biafran person.
Yes.
That we give that person a piece of something, that even if it's a flyer, and say, here's our number. Here's what you're supposed to do. It's either you contribute $10 a month. Let's just make it just $10 a month, or its equivalent. Or you call this radio station and tell us how you can support Biafra, so that no one in the end says that he doesn't know. Because what I'm going to do in the end, God willing, and I'm telling you, and I want everybody to take this seriously, is that if you do not support this movement, you are totally against us. There's no middle line. There's nothing in between. It's either you are with us or you are with the people killing us. So that in the end, when all is said and done, because we are going to get Biafra.
Of course we're
going. Because I have it's the only thing that makes my life worth living. That's the only hope that I have. It's the only, when I'm, every day I'm running home here so that I can see the, download the, prayer broadcast. So that I can listen to it, because it's the only thing that makes my day. It's the only thing that gives me hope. Otherwise, all these kids we're having everywhere, you're just making donations. So we need donation. To make sure that everybody understands that it's either you heard Biafra, or when we get Biafra, then we'll decide what type of visa we give you to visit Nigeria. And if you want to come there and make a noise that you're a Biafran, or, that you left Nigeria, that you did this, that now you can come and enjoy Biafra, we tell you it's not going to be so. I'll hunt you down myself.
Yeah,
and this is not a joke, because this is something we should take very, very seriously. I don't know if you people don't read what's going on at home. It's not the same place we left anymore. Day after day, you hear of abominations, things that if I'm in our son, so
abomination.
I remember my grandfather when he used to go and pray in his altar, where he worshipped Orisebolo, Chineke Plimi Ifenine. He would take me every morning, and would the first thing early in the morning.
Yes.
He would sit down and pray. He didn't have any fancy altar. But he made everything he used there was something that came from our land. There was nothing imported. And he will pray to Lise Brewer. And he will say that, that no one could near Fuezioku at Chukuli immediately. Oh, yes. Okay? But that's not what we have today. You will have thieves, and in fact, and you will come and make a thief a chief. And everybody, this will be the same person that ate the money that was given to him to build a road for you. Or will he a cheer chief? What kind of a world is that? Is that what we want?
No.
Every day we are dying. We are already dead, if you guys don't see it. We are already dead. We are dying. And don't be mistaken. The same evil people, perhaps with the exception of Russia, the same evil people that are aligned with these people initially, they are busy now. That's what's going on the intelligence front. But we have to know this. And I don't want us to forget this. And I want every Biafran to look at yourself. Let me tell you something about yourself that you've never really realized. Oh, now, that there's no other tribe on this planet, on this whole world, on this planet, no other tribe is smarter than us. No other tribe can speak more language than us. No other tribe can understand more languages than us.
It's true.
Nobody has traveled far and wide as much as we have.
That's astonishing. Astonishing.
Okay.
Astonishing statistics.
Now, how can you look at all these things and say, "Oh, maybe na chukwa like her or na ni worth anything"? Oh, ni worth anything? Then why is it so important to all these descendants of evil that you don't get anywhere? You must watch something. They see something there. How is it that you cannot see it yourself? Must everything be stripped naked for you to get it? Konuna Mohana today, Biafra Kuru, as little as we are, as intangible as we might seem, onema ikigota that na, I change the way other people, all these powers, go to bed and sleep at night. It hasn't dawned on you? This little minority, I know, because as the Bible says, many are called, but few are chosen. And the righteous people do very, very few in this world. And the rest are just pointed it to you just earlier. For those of you who didn't pay attention, Biafra, Ethiopia, and our relatives on the land of Canaan, otherwise known as Israel, I knew a serious minority. I knew better. But let me tell you something. In the end, I knew I determine what happens on this planet.
Of course.
When I go write it down, say that now some idiots from near we were here. When it's all said and done, okay, for anyone with this minority, I knew I determine to why what happens in this world. Because Satan will be defeated. But we must be sure to get ourselves away from it, otherwise we'll be destroyed with it.
That's correct.
And that brings you to Nigeria. We have to separate from Nigeria or we will be destroyed with Nigeria.
Of course. Of course.
There are no there's nothing in between.
Of course.
There are no two ways about it. Now, on the intelligence front, the same descendants of evil, Hanaha, Abuja weapons, Niger, higher supply in Dubu, using so many auspices. They think that they are smart. They can always detect what happens. In fact, they are weighing the scenarios of occupying our land as we speak. Mm. And I want everybody to know. Anyway, so many talents. So, we have to get down with Aluanyane. And finances are scarce. So, ma'am, why are it possible in England? Is there meet you with the director? Because you can, it's not everything that you say on the phone.
Of course.
Sometimes, I'm happy to.
Exactly. So but people in Hamburg are rich, and they will fund us. They have money in Hamburg, Makade and Mama, they have money here. And they will bring it out.
Okay. It's not so much na hana trade because I mean I knew capitalist by nature. I knew capitalism its meaning. In case you guys didn't know.
Of course, we know.
Okay.
That.
And we've been existing before these people. Harmoniously, without any problem. We haven't invaded anyone. We've never occupied anyone. We've never gone beyond our land to impose our will on anybody in our history. Isn't it amazing that the people Bialo enslaved and imposed their wills on us, forced everything that you would associate with the devil on us? When you turn around, you see now you are repent as the devil.
When they brought devil. Angels. And they are the ones that brought devil to us. Thank you, my dear brother. We have to bring the program to an end. You have to come to see me in England. I shall come to see yourself, Clifford Iranian, Dr. Kujieze, in the United States sometime very soon. You must continue the work you're doing. You've uplifted us this very evening here in Germany. You must continue to do the work you're doing. You people are very, very few. Very few of you. With the length and the depth of knowledge at your disposal. Today, we have heard from your mouth that they are sending ammunition to Niger Republic.
Ready to they're also mounting a charm offensive to Chad and Paul Biya of Cameroon, or whatever his name is.
So that they can enter us from there. You see, these people?
It's a Kunanga had in Bakassi. Bakassi had walked through Obasanjo to get rid of Bakassi.
Because of the oil.
It's Bakassi that Buhari fought to give a message to Cameroon back in 1985 during the Operation Seagull her conduct with the Navy, with the military, and with the Air Force, with the Army and with the Air Force. To send a message to Cameroon that Bakassi Island is there to stay and to remain a property of Nigeria. They worked with Obasanjo to hand it over because now they are going to come from there to, you know.
Don't give away too much. Don't give away too much. Thank you very much for that. Don't give away we see, we know too much. Okay. We have intelligent people all over. Yes, thank you very much, my dear brother. Thank you and God bless you. Thank you and God bless you. Thank you. Thank you very much. We have intelligent people all over the world, doing one thing or the other for this very struggle. If Eleganya, had some of you not come here today, you wouldn't know that there are people all the way in Texas working very hard and researching. We are everywhere. They can't escape us this time around. All that intelligence we claim we possess, now is the time to bring it to the table, to show the world we are truly intelligent. And we are going to defeat them. Not because we are too strong, but because we have one weapon, and that is the truth. We must speak the truth.
That's right.
And God himself in heaven will bless us. We will remind him of his promise to our people. That once you turn from your sins and embrace me as the one true God, then I shall return your inheritance to you. That time is now. That is why we said that Biafra will be used as an offering to God. Did you hear what he said? We have not crossed any boundary. When you go back home and you're farming, when you get to the boundary, what do you do? So even as a child, you're being taught when they take you to the farm as a child, your mom or your dad will say to you, this is the boundary, don't go beyond this place. Is that correct?
Yes.
So you grow up knowing not to go and take something that doesn't belong to you. That is why our land is holy. People don't know that. Everything in our upbringing signifies holiness and righteousness. Once you get to the boundary, you stop. If your mom cannot allow you to go beyond the boundary, how then can you go and conquer somebody else in another village? Is that possible? It's not possible. That is why we are very, very special. And we cannot allow that inheritance to go unnoticed by the world. We will fight for our freedom. We will get it. And the mercy of God shall come down upon us. We will build a very beautiful country, believe you me. Very, very beautiful. And at last, Africa will be set free. If the powers that be says no to that, if they fail to listen to reason,
then they will die with us. Very simple promise. They will die with us. Because we are not asking for any territory that doesn't belong to us. We are not asking for anything material. All we are asking for is to please return us to how we were before you came. I know, Uncle Wanyu Nabia. We were on our own, you came. We didn't invite you, no visa, nothing. You barged your way in, and by the time you left, we were a wreck. You destroyed everything about us. And you want me to remain in a perpetual state of destruction forever. Because of these people, my son doesn't speak Igbo language. Because of these people, if Nnemeka decides to marry a white girl, I'm finished. I only have one son, one child. I'm gone forever, and that's the meaning of it. That is very, very simple. That's the very simple fact of life. The only way I can hope to preserve my name, listen very carefully, is to get Biafra. Then I can take him home and we can grow up at home. He will work in Omwai, in a ministry somewhere down the road. Maybe, hopefully, he'll be able to find a very nice, pretty boy girl and marry. That way he stays. Or else, as he said, his spam donation, for free. This is Radio Biafra. We must come to an end. We must end it today here and proceed to where we're going tomorrow. This is tomorrow. And hopefully things will be better. We don't hate people in Hamburg. We love all of you. That was where we came down here. And in fairness to you people, you came out in good numbers. You came out today. I must say that. Regardless of any other thing you turned up, at least to listen to the gospel preached by this radio station. Because, as we say all the time, Biafra is our religion. Biafra, and not Christianity, Biafra is my religion. Because you can only worship God in truth and honesty. That's the first commandment from God to man. Thou shalt have no other God but me. That is why on this radio station, every glory and honor goes to Chukwu Abiama. Nobody else. That's what instructed my ancestor 8 days. Abraham was 91 years old. I was 8 days old when I was circumcised. Signifying that I belong to Chukwu Abiama. I belong to God in heaven. Nobody can come from East Anglia in England to tell me about God. You must be insane. Because God lives in me. That is why we don't kill. That is why we don't pillage. That is why we don't go across the boundary when we go to farm. That is why we are not envious of what other people have. That is why Biafra is going to come. Because we don't cheat, we don't steal, we don't pillage. Because we do not care what you have. That is your business. What I care about is that Biafra comes and comes in truth and honesty. On this radio station, we must continue to worship every day without fail. Like today, we started our service very late. Oka, mass, call it whatever you like. On this radio station is where we worship every day. Because only one man is our God. One, not even a man. He is creation. Okike, Chukwu Okike. He is Chukwu Abiama. He will bless, sustain, and keep each and every one of you. But something is more important than all of us, our family, our containers, everything. That thing is Biafra. God bless you all and keep you. Thank you.
Lord.